Track 6, St. Peter and St. Paul's Church. Mansfield is closely associated with George Fox, founder of the Quaker movement in the 1600s. He had his first revelation in 1643 whilst walking past this very church, or steeplehouse as he would have called it. It was at this point that he began to form his ideas about God.
As I was walking by the steeplehouse side in Mansfield, the Lord said unto me, That which people trample on must be thy food. And as the Lord spake, he opened it to me that people and professors do trample upon the life, even the life of Christ. They fed upon word and fed one another with words. But they trampled upon the life, trampled underfoot the blood of the Son of God, which blood was my life, and lived in their airy notions, talking of him. It seemed strange to me at the first that I should feed on that which the high professors trampled upon, but the Lord opened it clearly to me by his eternal spirit and power.
This showed Fox that man could approach God in silent prayer and that there was no need for priests and clergy, because everyone possessed the divine spark. This belief is the foundational understanding of Quakerism, which holds to this day. These and other ideas became formulated in this period of his life in Mansfield. People shared his feelings, and after another vision of
a great crack to go through the earth,
he felt compelled to preach to others, returning to Mansfield, where he had his first converts. However, negative reactions to his new movement were not uncommon. On one occasion, Fox tried to preach in a church at Mansfield Woodhouse and was assaulted by the congregation. Some even used their Bibles as weapons, later putting him in the stocks. It is incredible that we are able to pinpoint the beginnings of the Quaker movement to this very spot. The church itself dates from the early 12th century, made up of additions made to an earlier Saxon building. The spire dates from 1699 and the clock 1802. There is a peal of 8 bells, of which the oldest dates back to 1603.
To continue to the clock tower of the old metal box factory, continue along church side, turning right onto Bridge Street. Take the first left onto Toot Hill Lane. You will recognise this road by a pedestrian crossing at the bottom of it. Follow this lane uphill and take the second right onto Rock Valley just before the viaduct. Follow Rock Valley down and round to the left, where you should continue under the bridge until you find the clock tower on your right.